Welcome back to episode 203 of Tall Boy Radio. And as we always say, who knows where it goes when the beer flows? Well, I can tell you exactly where it goes tonight, because we're going to be looking at 2024 and we'll be looking at what's in store. And also maybe we'll have a look at 2023 and what happened to me. I don't know. I can't think of anything about the rhymes.
You're a poet. You just don't know it.
I am. I am indeed. And as you heard the voice there, let's introduce him now so you know who he is. It's Gazza.
Evening all. Evening the world. It's pretty good fun whenever we look at a bit of a review episode and we go back and we sort of celebrate the things that we've done and we look forward to the things that we want to do. So I'm really curious to find out what sort of Ad and Dave's sort of highlights of 2023 are. I've listed a few of my personal highlights, so we're looking forward to getting into this.
Indeed. Dave?
Evening all. Highlights of the past requires me remembering stuff, so I'll do my best to pick it up, and I'm going to review the previous episodes on the website just to jog my memory, but I'm sure I'll dig something out.
Good man. Good man. Right then. So I tell you what, if you follow a lot of podcasts on the various social media, you'll have seen that Spotify Wrapped has dropped and everybody's sharing that stuff. We've not joined in the crowd, but I will share some stats with you off of there, Dave. So would anyone want to guess at what was our most popular episode on Spotify from last year?
It has to be one with a guest on it.
It is a one, yeah. And that is the rule of thumb. If it has a guest on it, it generally gets a lot more listens than
because we're just dull as dishwater. We need guests to line up. I don't know. Okay.
What was the one that we did with that I wasn't on, but you had the Scottish Alchemist on, the first one?
Oh, okay. Well, that was a year or so ago, that one. So that wasn't this year. I will say, so our most popular episode that we've done ever was recorded a couple of episodes ago, and that was Explore with Al. That one has absolutely blown up and has been incredibly, incredibly popular, except on Spotify, where this other episode was more popular. And Dave, it was with one of your pals.
Oh, with Alex?
Nope.
With Jamie?
With Jamie. Episode 164. Yeah, which is something like Rock Podcasts and something Sand. Else it was called, yeah. And that one, yeah, that one was our most popular episode on Spotify. How bizarre is that?
Crikey, yeah. Well, there we go. You put somebody on that just happens to have the 10,000 followers on LinkedIn and they're popular on Spotify.
There you go. It's true, actually, because he was a musician as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe the clue there is in the title.
Well, I know, obviously, you look at, you know, Explore with Elle, and, you know, she's got a phenomenal sort of social media following. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to work out that if you have somebody on your podcast that has a fantastic social media following, that actually the episode that they're on does pretty well on social media. So, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does. It makes sense. So, last year, 2022, okay, we had 31 new guests on the podcast. Do you think we managed to beat that figure? And that's a decent figure to beat. So I'm not talking about returning guests. I'm talking about new first-time TBR virgins.
Well, I was going to say, because there would be definitely some people that we had on in 2022 that we've had on again in 2023. There probably weren't that many, but we definitely had some. I think we had more in 2023 than 2022.
Dave?
Yeah, I would say so, because up until a couple of episodes ago, there's been a run of a guest every week for an awful long time, and sometimes it's two, three, or four people on some of the episodes. So I reckon if you're counting an episode with three or four people as three or four guests, I reckon you've nudged 40, 41.
You got a little bit ahead of yourself there, because some of those will be returning ones that perhaps you wouldn't remember. But 34, so yeah, we did. We tipped the scales, 34 new guests.
Impressive.
It's pretty impressive when you think about that, isn't it, really?
And when you think about it, you know, you think about the power of sort of social media, the power of podcasts. You know, there's 34 people that have guested on a podcast that I would have never have really spoken to, come across, even remotely engaged with, that we no doubt had a fantastic hour talking to them about whatever it was that we spoke to them about.
Absolutely. Go on then. Before we have a look at what we're going to be doing in 2024 and letting you look behind the veil and the curtain and see what it is that we're doing and what we have planned for you, and we do have a few guests booked in already for the start of next year. Guys, do you want to give us one of your highlights from 2023?
Well, they've sort of been mentioned already on this podcast, and I genuinely love these three women, and it's the Scottish Alchemist, because every single time they come on our podcast, we have such a laugh, and we just seem to hit it off. We get on incredibly well, you know, without causing too much fanar. You know, we talked about rimming on the last episode and all sorts of stuff. So, and I know you just mentioned there that they were on in 2022. They were returning guests 2023. I think they did an episode. I think it was just called Gin, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah, simple as that.
And you know what? I love those three women. Genuinely, like really, really enjoy their company. Really enjoy the chemistry that those guys have on the podcast, and the chemistry that we seem to sort of generate with them. So yeah, they're definite highlight for me. That they're fantastic people.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree. I said, you say they were on in 2022. I think they're on in 2021. Were as well. They? Yeah, they right. They were amongst some of the first people we ever actually had guests on the podcast. Dave, what are your highlights then?
I was just as I mentioned on the intro, I had to go through to remind me, but as I was going through, just scrolling through the episodes on the website, folks, get yourself to the website. You can see a synopsis of all the episodes with a link to go and listen to it. So get yourself there. It's quick to scroll through, pick something out that's of interest. But a couple just jumped out. Well, actually, there's four that jumped out. I don't know how many you want me to go through in one go, but I'll give you three of them because they're different types of podcasts. So yeah. One was the Celebrity Wine Off, which yes. I did, which yeah. I really enjoyed because the three of us were in the same room recording the podcast. And I don't know, there's not many when we've been in the same room recording it. It's a handful. I can't remember another one bar that. But that one we were trying to do something semi-educational involving alcohol. And I just really enjoyed that because we were talking about something, we were evaluating something, we were giving our opinions, we were hopefully educating, and there was quite a few questions coming in, if I remember. It was one of the first ones we streamed, wasn't it, as well?
I think it was one of the first ones. I think it was, yeah.
It was the first one that we streamed.
There you go.
So that as a us on our own was my highlight. One that I think is a type of thing that we've done quite a few times, and this one was quite powerful, was episode 185, which was Unhoused. And it's we have a guest that's got a real strong cause. You know, the guests on that podcast, the names escape me and I've scrolled past it, but the lady and the husband, there we go. And they had this charity where you buy one and donate one. Fantastic work in local communities, and you know, to learn about the unhoused, people that don't have anywhere to live. That was a sort of real deep, meaningful project, and it was a cause. And I think that was just really good to delve into that, and to educate and to talk to people making a difference. And if I could just go for a third one, just for when you had a guest in your house, and just because it was one probably where I've laughed the most, and it's when you had Mr. Biggs in. And just because of all the guests we have, in terms of just characters that just stand out and you just can't help but just love and just laugh and just go along with, and just the journey that he's been through. So those three different types, but they, just from scrolling through just, they jumped straight back into my head as quite meaningful episodes.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, dude. And definitely, in terms of Mr. Biggs, actually, that is one of our more popular episodes of the year, that one. That's definitely one of the top five. And I was in his restaurant not so long ago, as so I went back in with my daughter to try the jerk chicken, and she loved it. So we ended up having a takeaway again about two nights later.
Nice.
And God bless him, he came out of the kitchen and said hello and started pitching some episodes out to us. So that's a nice
touch. I know he said that he wanted to come on and do like a political one, didn't he? And,
yeah.
And so we've got a couple of political ones, because I know that he wants to come on and talk politics. And then we mentioned we do the TBR swingometer, and we said we do one for the elections and stuff. So we've got a couple of political ones. You know, we try to keep it mixed up. We try to keep it real and stuff. And, you know, we don't go down, hopefully, not too many heavy sort of episodes and stuff. But I wasn't on the Unhoused one, but listen back, and you're absolutely right, Dave. It's when somebody comes on our podcast and talks very passionately and very openly about the things that they're involved in and the good that they do, it sort of does hit home. And I say I wasn't on that episode, but you know, listening back and the message of, actually, you know what, there are other people out there, and if you do buy one, donate one, sort of thing. And that's a really, really powerful message, and you know, particularly this time of the year, the more that we can spread that, and particularly when the weather closes in and there's people that are unhoused. And it's strange because, you know, I was talking to a colleague at work and he was saying that he was talking, people know me and obviously they know I'm in education. So, and then we're talking to the students thinking, you know, what would it be like at the moment living outside and not having a house and not having a roof over your head? It's freezing cold, it's snowing, it's raining and all that. So that episode, absolutely, Dave. Yeah, I say I wasn't on it, but wholeheartedly would say one of the better ones.
Yeah, totally. It was a really, really good message. It's one of those ones we normally have a guest on, we crack a joke, but there was no messing around that episode because it was an important message that we didn't want to interrupt. And then going back to that wine episode, Dave. So that was episode 175. Now we live streamed that one on Twitch, and we all said that you know what, that made a difference having the questions come in. Yeah. You know how much we enjoyed it and live streaming it. And after that, that's when we took a leap and went onto StreamYard. And just on top of that, we bumbled it together, but it worked okay. We had the lapel mics, but I've been out and I bought some more stuff so that we can actually have 3 XLR mics all plugged in, and we can use that for next time we all get in the same room, so we can all have a proper microphone.
And look, we'll probably touch on this a little bit later in the episode in terms of sort of what's in store for 24. I think more episodes when we are all together, because that really worked. And I take your point, Dave, you know, the wine one was good. It was good fun. And the interaction that you get and when you're all in the same room is great. And don't get me wrong, it's brilliant when we're all on it, but for us all to be in the same place is so much better. So what's in store for 24? All being in the same place. And I'll say it again, a couple more outside broadcasts, a couple more away weekends and this sort of stuff. So yeah, there's lots more in store for 24.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And one thing I've got away with, Dave, and I don't even know if you know this because you left shortly afterwards, but after that we recorded the wine episode, the idea was that Jenny, Gaz's wife, came over and my wife, Kim, obviously was there, and we were supposed to have an evening. It didn't pan out that way, did it?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, we were supposed to be, we were a bit pissed. Dave, literally the second you left, I just went to bed. Fuck it, went to bed about half past eight.
It was quite funny because we'd had some drink and I sort of joked about I don't remember it. I obviously do remember it, and Adam obviously remembers the first bit of it. And he just said, oh, I can't remember what he said. He said something like, oh, I'm just going for a piss or something, whatever he said. I can't remember what it was. And then about 10 minutes later, it's like, oh, where's Beans? Where's he gone? And literally he got upstairs and Kim went and found him. And she came out and said, he's literally sparkled on the bed. So he was like, all right, okay. Cheers, pal. We just carried on the nice night without him. You know,
you were supposed to have saved some wine for your good ladies, and you didn't. So I don't think it started too great. So you two did drink an awful lot between you, because I wasn't drinking, and there was liqueurs and spirits, I think, and 3 bottles of wine, and it was almost all gone.
Potentially nearly as bad as Drunken Ramblings 1 and 2, maybe.
I think we held it together a bit better.
But I think we did okay.
But I tell you what, we'll do it again next year. Don't you worry, and we'll get everybody's piss.
Absolutely.
I've learned nothing.
So what was one of your? I know you're going through sort of a couple of stats and stuff. So, what was your sort of one of your highlights then, dude? What was one of the episodes that stood out for you?
Well, it was two that were related, to be honest with you. And this is one of those ones where, now, if you know, just to let you in behind the veil again. I spend my week badgering people to come on the podcast to try and cajole people. But every once in a blue moon, we get contacted and say, would you like to have me as a guest?
Yeah.
And on this occasion, I was contacted by, I think it was DBS Films or someone like that in Miami, and said, would you like to do some media training with a couple of our actresses? We're making a film called The Hellgate.
Yeah.
And we'd, you know, we'd love it if you could interview the two main stars. It's like, first, you pinch yourself and think, is somebody taking the piss out of me?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the wind up here?
Has Gaz got a burner phone? But no, it turned out to be 100% genuine. We got it arranged and we interviewed Bridget and Emily, and they were fantastic. It was wonderful on a Sunday afternoon. And off of the back of that, we put that one out, and then we heard from Benjamin Newmark, another actor in Miami, and his friend Tyler Miller, and said, would you mind doing the same with us? We really enjoyed that. It's like, absolutely, I will. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny you mention that, because in one of the 5 that I said was one of the episodes that I highlighted. It was the, and I think it's called Forest of Death, and it was Benjamin J. Newmark, and they spoke about, you know, and there was Tyler Miller, and it was a bit not like starstruck, but it's like, actually, these aren't like rubbishy actors. These are like proper actors, like proper actors that have been in proper Hollywood films that are like, and like we're interviewing them, dude.
it was
proper surreal. And don't get me wrong, those two guys, shout out if you're listening, thanks very much. I'd love to have you on again. But, you know, it was like the rapport, and I know they're actors and stuff, and they're obviously media trained, but again, the rapport that we had with them was like, it just seemed like, I mean, we're a couple of douchebags just sort of, you know, interviewing them, but it felt like actually there was a decent rapport with them, and they had a laugh, and we had a joke, and it was on one of the five that I've sort of listed as one of my favorites. I thought, that just doesn't happen.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't happen.
It was amazing. And the other thing that happened off of the back of that as well is, so, you know, I keep in contact with Ben a fair bit. And, you know, we chat from time to time. And one of the things he said when Matt was good enough to produce the Tallboy Radio podcast gin was, "Dan, that's fantastic. I'd love to try it." Now, obviously, you can't post spirits over to the States. So while I was over in Texas in the summer, I posted him a miniature bottle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when he's on the red carpet for his new film that he's got coming up, he's going to be making a cocktail and drinking it on the red carpet.
Wow, how cool is that?
Tall Boy Radio gin. That's phenomenal, isn't
That's
it?
Amazing. You know what? I'd love to, if somebody's there, just take your phone out or let us know what channel it's streamed on or it's showing on, because that would be cool.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So, Dave, you got any other highlights before I start chucking some questions at you guys?
Yeah, another one I just noted down, which is probably typical of quite a few guests, is when guests come on, and they're very passionate about what it is they do, and they don't quite realize, especially if they've not been on many podcasts, that they talk to us and we talk to them, we ask questions and we're fascinated, and they just think, but this is just me. I don't really get why this is so interesting. I'm sorry if I'm boring you, sort of thing. And the one that stands out that I find really fascinating, because it's a real insight, was the Welsh King of the Ring, because he came on to talk about, you know, wrestling, and was he pro or semi-pro wrestling, but he did he earned money from doing it, and he was like, I remember he kept kind of apologizing for, oh, this is, you know, you're going on about that, and we're like, no, this is fascinating, the insights into his mind and his own personal challenges and determinations, and then just the way that it worked and the people he trained with, and just the way that kind of wrestling was put together. And it was just fascinating. I love it when those guests come on and they don't perhaps appreciate themselves how interesting their stories are. And I just love that when they come across like that.
Yeah, definitely. And I know if you do watch a few episodes later, I did, as I promised, I bought a t-shirt from him. So there's a t-shirt of a red dragon holding its fingers in the air in a true wrestling pose. And yeah, I've worn that a fair bit, too far. I wear it to work and I wore it around Texas as well.
And almost a seamless link into an episode that was a sort of favorite of mine. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to meet the guy, and I love having him on the podcast, is obviously Adam's cousin, Bo. And it was when he came on with Kevin, we spoke about sort of music and covers and music covers and that sort of stuff. So I think it was called "We've Got You Covered," I think, from That's looking at it. So, you know, I say I was really, really lucky, fortunate enough to meet Bo when he came over. Absolute top man, top guy. And that episode was great, just again because of the sort of the personal link between Adam and Bo. But Kevin was great, funny, entertaining, really, really nice guy. And that, again, that was a highlight of mine. You know, I obviously don't speak to Bo that much. I mean, message every now and then on social media and stuff, but not that much. So to have him on the podcast again, and just to see Adam enjoying time with his cousin and stuff again, it was great. So that was a highlight. Another one, really, I just the Pigskin podcast guys. I love talking about NFL.
Yeah,
and Adam is the same. Perhaps Dave, not quite so much. Although he's learning. He's getting better, folks. So the Pigskin podcast guys, obviously they know their stuff. They know their NFL. They know their football, and we just chewed the fat. We just chatted to them about American football and you know what? Who's the lady that was at Liz.
Liz,
so you could throw her in there, because I apologize, you know, her name didn't sort of spring to mind, but you know, both myself and Adam love American sport and love NFL. So whenever we can talk about that, and you know, going back, we've spoken to Iceman, a coach, and we've done bits of NFL stuff. But the Pigskin Podcast guys were really, really entertaining. Knew their stuff, really knew their stuff. So just to chat with them was really cool.
Yeah, and the other side of it with Liz as well, God bless her. She spent a fair bit of time with us beforehand, talking us through how we can do something about, you know, towards getting some press passes for the NFL games next year. God bless her. So, you know, there is a massive benefit to that. Just taking you back there. So, yeah, having Bo on, always an absolute pleasure. So, you know, he's going to be on again in 2024.
Yeah, of course he is, yeah.
And with a little bit of luck, Kevin. Now, funny enough, when I went over to Texas, I was lucky enough to meet Kevin. I did have my photo taken with him. But he did ask me not to share it on the social media because I think at the time he didn't realize just how tall I was. And I'm a solid 18 inches taller than him. I don't think he would.
Wow, that literally on the photo. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And just a quick one then from Sean Woolley, who's commented, and he says, found the flat earther guy interesting, a strange take on the world. And funny enough, this week I was shopping in Asda and a guy stopped me and told me how much he enjoyed that episode. I would listen to it. He'd been out walking his dog and listening to it, and how much it blew his mind. So, again, that was one that made my highlights. And to be honest, sorry, guys, just to jump in there. But, yeah, one of the things that really, really made it was somebody taking their time out of their day to stop me and tell me how much they enjoyed the podcast. I thought that was lovely.
Yeah, and a little bit of a common theme. I wasn't on that one either.
all the best ones.
Yeah, all the best ones. Yeah. All right, steady on. Fucking hell, you had a beer, have you? So, you know, listening back, and I remember talking to Adam afterwards, and I was sort of gutted to miss it. And I've said it subsequently on a couple of other podcasts, and Adam said it was, other than the fact that he's just flat out wrong, and actually the world isn't flat. And it's clearly a globe. What was fascinating was how he presented the information and how do you trust the information if you don't trust the people that are giving you the information? And it was that type of thing. So I found it fascinating, not quite as much as if it had been on the podcast, because there were a couple of questions that I'd like to have asked and stuff. But I remember speaking to you afterwards and you were like, no, actually he did challenge us because he came with his facts and his figures and he came with his defense and he came with all the things that he wanted to explain. So yeah, I wasn't on that one, but found that really, really fascinating.
Yeah, it was a very interesting one. It wasn't what we expected, was it, Dave?
No, but it was hard to know what we did expect, because I suppose we had
our whether that delusional, is that what you're going to say?
No, let's be fair to the guy.
We had our pre-existing ideas of what, I guess, the stereotype person that's going to come on and tell the earth is flat. But yeah, at the end of it, you know, he was very passionate and seemed to believe in what he was saying. And ultimately, if someone believes in something, and it's a bit like religion, that you can't really disprove it, because it's all based on, is everything around us faked? Everything you look at is faked, and how can you really prove that it's not? So it was that was the kind of line it went down. But he obviously thought about lots of different things, and the way that he had a very persuasive way of explaining his position. But no, it was a really interesting episode, and despite the subject, and despite I was not convinced, but it was still fascinating to listen to.
Interesting, because I tell you what, you guys have pretty much covered off most of the episodes that I had jogged down. So I'm going to just chuck a couple of names out there, see if you remember the episode that they were on and what they were talking about then. Randy Hart.
No.
How have you forgotten Randy?
Lego dude.
No, that was Cyril.
Cyril. Okay. Yeah, was he the guy in America? Was he the
great guy with a massive combat knife? He used to open his pockets. Yeah. Top man. He was very, very likable fellow. Randy Hart talked about off grid.
I was literally just going to get there. Was he the first guy or the second guy?
No, he was the first.
That guy was crackers.
He talked about just about anything but off-grid.
Yeah, we're going to talk about off-grid. Yeah. Okay. And then spent the next hour talking about birds and politics and this, that, and anything other than being off-grid. It was great.
But what a legend. Wasn't he a top guy, though, Dave?
Funny.
He was. And that living off the grid was a couple more that I'd kind of scribbled as standouts, because he was an absolute character. His language was absolutely awful. And he had very strong views on a lot of things, and obviously had had his run-ins with the law, or as he would put it, I didn't have run-ins with the law because the law doesn't apply to me, or words to that effect. But I think we said at the end, I think I certainly said that, and that I could quite happily tootle along and spend a couple of hours sitting around a fire pit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chewing the fat with him, because he was just a fascinating guy.
Yeah, I genuinely remember you saying that, Dave. You were like, I probably couldn't spend like a whole night or a weekend, but certainly, you know, for a couple of hours, just listen to his thoughts on various other things. And it's funny because he'd be talking like I'm talking now on the podcast. And no, oh, look there. And literally just like some random bird flying past or something, just completely off camera, completely off topic. We were like,
he was brilliant.
Absolutely daft as a box of frogs, that guy, but really entertaining, really, really, really funny guy. So, yes, actually, now you mention it, it wasn't one of the ones that came to mind initially, but yeah, really good episode.
Oh, I took another name out there then. Jessica Fox, and that wasn't her real name.
Oh, Camgirl.
The Camgirl, yeah.
No, she nearly made the top five because, similar to you, Dave, with the off-grid, I found her and her story absolutely fascinating.
Mm.
It, just in terms of how she got into the industry, how she's making a living out of it, and the fact that somebody was prepared to pay for it to go on holiday and basically walk along a beach and take a photo of her feet or whatever it was, in like with some sand in the sea, or you know, just like what blokes basically would pay for her to either show, was it like socks or panties or whatever it was. And you're just thinking, like, I mean, fair play to you, you know. Oh, and she was lovely. She was down to earth, no airs or graces, and she just said, look, I'm making money, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, it was crazy. You never had to pay for a pair of socks again because she sells them all once they're worn.
Absolutely, yeah.
How mad, that's just a mad world.
And that's what I found so fascinating was, it was not the depravity of the, you know, the human species such, but the fact that, you know, what one man considers junk, another man considers gold or whatever. So what we would go like, oh God, you know, other people go, no, I'll pay for that. You know what I mean? Just and yeah, absolutely fascinating and really insightful. And you know, when you joke about, oh, we're gonna have a cam girl on, it's like, whoa, and it was just totally not that. It was a genuine conversation about the industry and how she got into it and stuff. So yeah, really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I found it fascinating. And when she was sharing, like you say, other people's fetishes, and bless her, she didn't mention any names, she didn't ridicule people or anything like that. But, you know, stuff that you think, wow, you know, how people get off on that, I will never, ever know. Dan Kennedy.
A Brit Travels.
No, that was Lee Stroud. No. Shout out to Lee.
Competitive Eater.
Competitive Eater. That was one you missed out on, Dave, that was. And that was crazy, wasn't it? Some of the stuff he could do.
Again, like the story from him figuring out he could eat large quantities of food very quickly to then not quite making a living out of it, but certainly, you know, supplementing his income quite nicely, thank you very much. And then, you know, the story, did he go over to, was it, did he say Tokyo or somewhere?
Yeah.
And went into some sort of big tournament in tournament, is that even the word? Mm-hmm. Event, tournament, whatever it was, eating and just, yeah, like fascinating, again, fascinating story, how he can now provide for his family and this, that. And he used to be quite a big guy, but now he isn't.
Yeah, oddly.
And then obviously he shared the video of him eating the burrito. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, oh my God. Like, you watch that video and you're like, really?
It was a burrito, which was no word of a lie, the size of my forearm, and probably weighed more. And he ate it in, what was it, about? Was it about 70 seconds?
So, yeah, I was going to say, like, under 2 minutes or something stupid, yeah.
82 seconds.
82 seconds was far off. Yeah.
It was pretty good, though, isn't it? £3 and 82 seconds. I remember listening to that episode because I was one that it was unfortunate I missed it because I think it's fascinating. And when he was explaining that when he's eating the food, and you guys must have been asking, how do you swallow it so quick? He said, oh, yeah, you don't really swallow it. You just force it down with like the water. Yeah. You just squeeze the water through the bottle to create the pressure to wash it down your throat. And it's like, oh my God, you know, that's like to do that stuff. But, you know.
It doesn't sell it. One episode that's been really popular that neither you two guys were on full enough, so I had Matty Freight's guest as host on that one.
Yeah.
And that was Shika Sepai, and she was a past life regressionist. And that episode was really, really popular on the night. And it's had loads and loads of listeners afterwards as well.
Yeah, it wasn't that. A couple of people have spoken to me about you know, the podcast, and I said, oh, you know, we did somebody in it as a past life regression. Oh my God, I'll have to go and listen to that. And whether they have, whether they haven't, but like, oh my God, I'm genuinely interested in that. And people I've talked to, they genuinely seem quite interested in the episode. I mean, I said, you know, I mean, obviously we weren't on it, and you were on it with Matty. Shout out, Matty. Cheers, pal. You know, and, but again, a topic that is probably quite emotive with some people. Some people get, nah, whatever. And other people go, no, absolutely bought into it, hook, line, and sinker sort of thing. So, yeah, I'd say I wasn't on it. Listen back to it again. Episodes I'm not on, I genuinely listen back to. So, but people have spoken to me since then and gone, yeah, I quite like to listen to that.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we call this episode What's in Store for 24, so it's only right that we give you a few little bit of hints and tips. So our first guest, as we sit down, 9th of January, when we'll be live streaming. It will be live streaming again next week, but no guest, 2 episodes again, and then we're done. This is our penultimate recording session until then. But 9th of January, we're joined by the inimitable Vic Ferrari. And he, as we said, he'd come back on once he's released his new book. So his new book, Laughing in the Line of Duty, if you want to hold that up to the camera, dude, is out. I, of course, picked up my copy as it's been displayed there. And he's coming on to talk about that. And I tell you what, that is one guy who we love having on as a guest on the podcast, isn't he?
You know what? I never thought an NYPD detective or whatever could be so funny, but he is an absolute hoot. Yeah. And we've had him on a couple of three times we've had him on, and actually each time he's just been absolute box office value for money. And I remember the first time and the stories he was telling us, and I don't know whether it's 23, it might have been early 22, yeah. So, but the first time he come on, oh my God, my sides were hurting so much. He was telling us stories and literally I was like, oh my, I, like you said, Dave, what, you could sort of sit around a campfire for a couple of hours, this guy. I could spend a weekend listening to Vic. Literally, go out for a couple of beers at a night in a bar, typical American bar, a couple of beers, have some food, wake up the following day, charter a boat, go out on the sea, do some sea fishing with him, just listen to his stories, and then just do the same thing over and over again. Like an amazingly enigmatic character.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. We loved him so much, he came back the next week,
The next week. Yeah. It did. Literally, yeah. We said, oh my, Vic, that's been like amazing. Would you do it again? He went, are you free next week? We're like, yes, we are.
Yeah, come back. Yeah, so he was brilliant. I'll tell you who else we've got booked. We've got a few first-timers booked again for January. Okay, I'm not going to try and beat the 34 from last year. I think that's going to be impossible. But yeah, we've got a guy by the name of Jeff Walker. And he's coming on, and he has a podcast called Jeff Does Vegas, which is incredibly popular. He's a Vegas affiliate, so you can actually book your holidays through his website. And he has got some interesting stuff planned. And his podcast is, it's very, very professional. The guy, he's worked in radio, so gee whiz what he's going to make of us when he comes on here.
So nothing like this, then.
Nothing like this, no. We've also got, you know, we love our holiday episodes. So we had Lee Stroud on twice last year, did the Travel Tips episode, which was a really, really popular and good episode. There's a couple, and they do holiday videos on YouTube, and it's called Holiday with the Heathers, and they are very, very popular. Okay. Hopefully they're going to both on, but Jessica is definitely going to be coming on, and they're going to be coming on in January. So that's three that we have planned for that. And then for next year, we've got Lindsay coming back on. She's agreed to come back on. She spoke to us about the Pendle Witches. She's going to be talking to us about the history of witchcraft.
Nice.
Her husband's going to be coming on and talking about his beliefs about living in a simulation. So that is an interesting episode. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Simulation as in a bit like the streaming show type thing where everything you're living in a...
Exactly.
Well, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have Mr. Biggs is going to come back on to his political episode.
Beautiful.
Of course. And then, yeah, so we're going to do the political special. So there should be, as I understand it, there has to be an election next year. It can run until January 2025. So I would imagine at some point next year we will be doing an election special. That's election, not erection, just to be very, very clear.
And surely Bo is coming on.
Of course, yeah.
Bo will, I'm assuming, will be on a couple of times. We'll sort of talking about this. And we need to do another Drunken Ramblings episode at some point.
Well, definitely when Bo gets over here or I get over there or something, we'll sort something out with that.
Is Bo coming over next year?
be 2025.
25. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So we'll definitely do an episode then, but we'll get him on before and just to catch up.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got our old pal Ken coming on.
Oh, okay.
And he is going to be joined by his wife, and they're going to be doing a Eurovision special with us, the big Eurovision fans. So nice. That should be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good work.
And that's what we've got planned so far. Let us know if you want us to do something or you don't want us to do something. Get in touch and let us know. But that's us, because we're going to be recording another episode, which is scheduled to start in about 7 minutes time. So, did you guys want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah, look, as I said right at the start, I really enjoy sort of looking back, looking forward, just to reminisce on all the good things that we've done, the guests that we've had, episodes that I now remember that didn't make my sort of top four or five. So, brilliant, loved it. Look forward to the next year. Can't wait to see what 24 holes.
Indeed, indeed. Dave?
Yeah, it's good to review, because it's, you know, as I said at the start, I can't really remember things off the top of the bat, but you just go to the website and scroll through and, now, almost without exception, every episode I'm looking at and going, yeah, because I was either on it or I remember listening to it. And they're all interesting. They all have, you know, most of them have a guest. The majority have a guest. There's something you take away from. And even the ones without a guest, the conversations we had between us, or you two, if I wasn't there, it's just challenging thinking and daft thinking and humorous thinking. And it's just, yeah, whichever one you go to, it's just enjoyable. And, you know, there aren't many that over all 200 and however many episodes that I've listened to and thought, it's not for me. It's literally two or three. And it's normally about particular subjects that don't interest me. But all the others, I listen to them, whether I've been on it or not. And I think that says a lot, that, you know, you can listen back and enjoy it even when you've been on the episode like a week before.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, as Dave, it is. I would put it, it's all killer, no filler. That's the way I like to think of it. And I'll leave you on that note, folks. And we'll see you in just a few moments if you're watching the live stream. If not, you'll be listening to it next week. So cheers, guys, for listening, and take care.